from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Iran vows divine vengeance on Saudi Arabia for its execution of Shiite cleric. Iran's supreme leader said today that Saudi Arabia will face divine vengeance for its execution of Sheikh Namer al-Namer, a prominent Shiite cleric of Saudi Arabia's ruling royal family. Iranian state television quoted Ayatollah Ali Khamenei as saying, "The unjustly spilled blood of this oppressed martyr will no doubt soon show its effect, and divine vengeance will befall Saudi politicians." Angry Iranian protesters stormed the Saudi embassy in Tehran and a consulate in Mashhad, smashing furniture and setting fires at the embassy in the Iranian capital before being ejected by police. At least 40 protesters were arrested. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani called the attacks on the diplomatic missions totally unjustifiable, even as he denounced Riyadh's execution of the 56-year-old Shiite cleric. In India, Shiite Muslims marched through Srinagar, voicing their opposition to the numerous executions, especially the killing of Namer. Sayed Mujahid was among the protesters in Srinagar.
"We are protesting for the martyrdom of the Ayatollah Sheikh Bakr Namer in Saudi Arabia, along with 42 Mu'minin who are executed today. So we condemn this execution with strong words."
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he was deeply dismayed by the execution of Namer and the 46 other people and called for calm and restraint. The U.S. warned that Namer's death would only add to strife between religious sects in the region. This is VOA News. Indian security forces battled for a second day to secure an airbase that came under attack by unidentified gunmen on Saturday in the northern town of Pathankot, about 50 kilometers from the border with Pakistan. Officials say soldiers noticed the presence of two terrorists in a wooded area as combing operations were being carried out today to secure the base in Punjab State. Soon after, the sound of explosions and gunfire rang out as soldiers mounted an operation to capture them. Four gunmen were killed on Saturday. The raid claimed a total of 11 lives, including seven Indian security personnel. 12 others have been injured. The airbase houses dozens of fighter aircraft. The Obama administration says it needs more time before it can move to impose new sanctions on Iran over its ballistic missile program. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said the additional work the U.S. is undertaking is not based on pushback from Iran. An Israeli court has indicted two Jewish militants for an arson attack on a Palestinian home last July that killed a toddler and his parents. The assailants allegedly threw firebombs into the West Bank home as the family slept. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
Hussein Dawabsha, the grandfather of the slain Palestinian toddler, says the indictment is a step in the right direction. Dawabsha told Israel Radio he is happy that two of the perpetrators were indicted and he is hoping for additional arrests. The question is whether the indictments will ease tensions on the ground. The arson incident is widely seen as a catalyst for a wave of almost daily Palestinian attacks on Israelis over the past 4 months that has shown no sign of letting up. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. President Barack Obama has declared an emergency in the flood-ravaged state of Missouri as major floodwaters move south. Saturday's move allows federal aid to help the state recover from massive flooding that has killed at least two dozen people, forced thousands of others to evacuate, and submerged huge swaths of farmland. Obama's declaration also permits the Federal Emergency Management Agency to coordinate disaster relief. And President Obama is heading back to Washington from his holiday vacation, looking immediately to impose new controls on gun sales. Obama, his wife Michelle, and their two daughters departed the U.S. Pacific state of Hawaii late Saturday night after their annual two-week Christmas vacation on the president's birthplace island. Obama is entering the last year of his presidency, set to leave office in January of 2017 after 8 years in the White House. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.